Has a girl ever asked you?
Yes, a girl has asked me before.
She asked for both of you guys.
Well, not like in front of him. This was when she
was
over.
Whoa, is she cute?
You're nervous.
Let's be serious.
Well, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Stay Wild.
Woo!
I lost track of episodes, guys. Honestly, we didn't do an episode last week. I apologize for the no upload.
Is it 10?
It might be episode 10, I guess.
If it's episode 10, we just hit double digits, so we better know the number, right?
Yeah, so I apologize for no upload last week because we were in the Bahamas.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wait, I didn't even intro you guys.
Oh.
I'm here with the Stokes Twins.
Hey! Our first podcast.
Yes,
sir.
So back to what I was saying. We are here with the Stokes Twins, but I didn't upload last week because we went to the Bahamas and these guys were there.
Yes.
How was it?
It was.
We met Dan Bilzerian. It was.
That was crazy. We saw him in the freaking casino.
Casino, yes.
All right. Actually, so are you guys sunburnt?
Because I'm sunburnt. Dude, all over.
Hey, try to show him your shoulder real quick.
Look at this. Oh, can you
oh
see?
Oh my God. You guys are peeling like crazy. Oh my God.
Hey, look at this.
Wait. Give him an angle right here. Look at that. Oh my God. You are sunburnt, bro.
Dude.
How's mine?
Yours is bad.
Wait, move the mic. Move the mic. Move the mic so they can see.
Yo, it's
dude,
bad.
That is nuts.
Bro, you are like a reptile right
dude,
now.
No, I'm like real. Shedding into a new skin.
Okay. So, yeah, we went to the Bahamas.
No, wait. Let me show them my sunburn from the Bahamas. No, yeah. Wait, I didn't go to the,
yeah,
Derek, go to the Bahamas.
Yeah. Hey, you were there in spirit, though.
Yeah, I was there in my spirit.
So we were in the Bahamas. What was up with Jeremy sneaking out late at night to go to the beach?
Bro, what was up?
What was up with that? I'm going to expose him right quick.
Hey, it wasn't just Jeremy. Sean was also sneaking out at night. So Jeremy and Sean.
We got word that Jeremy snuck out of the hotel room in the Bahamas to go meet up with some
these
ladies.
Two some girls.
Bahama I know babes. Who the girls were, too.
Who were the girls?
We met them at the beach.
Water
park. Because like we had to leave our phones with Sean because he didn't want to get in the water. So when we come back from the slide, I see Sean talking to like two girls and he got their Snapchats and Jeremy kept going, oh, who were they? They were kind of cute.
Jeremy's and, always like,
yeah.
Who are those girls?
Hey,
who are they?
Jeremy, exactly. If you watch this, you got exposed. We know what you did in the Bahamas. Yeah. No, we don't even know what happened, but all we know is Jeremy was
trying to have a good time.
Yeah, he was on his hot boy summer.
He was really
singy
trying.
Summer.
Singy for the summer. All right. So besides the Bahamas, I've actually known the Stokes for like, what, 4 years?
4 years.
Three and a half.
Oh, my God. I've known the Stokes like pretty much longer than anyone else. I think I met you and Brent around the same time. The Stokes and Brent were like the OG. Like
It was OG homies.
OG homies.
Yeah.
Derek and I have some questions for you guys as twins because we've known you guys for quite some time now. Obviously, you guys are twins. We're just friends. So there's
we don't have the same connection there.
Yeah, we don't have the same twin connection here. So we want to ask you some questions about being twins because, I mean, I'm sure no one's ever asked you that before, right?
No.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, I'm sure no one's ever asked you any of these questions. So we're just going to go ahead and ask you. Straight off the bat, you know, speaking of Jeremy with girls, do you guys have the same taste in women?
I would say I would say we do, right? Pretty much like if I find a girl attractive, then 99%
So what is your type? Exactly. Or like
say
a
at
ballpark.
The same time so that we know that you guys aren't lying.
Okay.
Okay.
Three.
What's the category?
Hair color.
Okay.
Oh, three, two, one.
Brunette.
Okay. Wow. All right. I'm going to give you one more
eyes,
section.
Short or tall?
Yeah. Tall or short?
Oh.
Yeah. Three, two, one.
Short.
Oh.
Got it. Hey,
eye color.
On the spot.
Eye color. Three, two, one. Green.
What?
Any
other like things? Oh, yeah. All right, so the final question to see if you guys are not lying and you actually have the same taste in girls, boobs or butt? Three, two, one.
Butt.
What?
Dude, I don't think. I feel like I don't really like boobs. I don't really see the.
Yeah.
I feel like it's because whenever I see him shirtless, like, you know, I'm not turned on by that.
He already has the boobs you need.
Exactly. So it just turns me off now.
Oh, my God.
I'm dead.
All right, so now we know the twins have similar tastes in women. Yeah. That was on the spot. Like, we did not plan that.
Yeah.
Congrats. Coming from that, is there ever problems with you guys liking the same girl?
Yes.
No, really? No.
He wants to 5-6 years ago. Yes.
What was the problem?
Tell us a story. Lay it out for us, guys.
Oh, no. I was talking to this one girl, right? And I was Snapchatting for like 2 weeks. And back then, even now, when I Snapchat people, I take a while because I really want to send that good picture.
Yeah.
It's the camera angles.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like the way I look in selfie. That's why I don't.
It's a whole photo shoot. Yeah.
Exactly. So I was Snapchatting this girl for weeks. Alan finds out I'm talking to her. And then out of nowhere, like he doesn't tell me he's talking to her, right?
Yeah.
But then out of nowhere, like I stopped talking to this girl because like she just kind of like stopped talking to me.
Yeah.
And a few weeks later, I met her at the fair. And then I'm like, oh, wait, it's that girl I'm talking to. She's definitely going to come up to me, right? And instead of coming up to me, she starts crying and goes to Alan. I'm like, what? She just go up to Alan and start crying. And
what?
Then I put two and two together. And later I got him to confess that he went for her behind my back.
Wow.
Yeah. And they they met up too. That's why.
That's double trouble right there. That's double trouble.
Hey, in my defense, I didn't know that was wrong back then. Because this was when we were just now, like, just starting to, you know.
Wait, why was she crying?
Because apparently he ghosted her. Hung out with her once.
She was a catfish.
Oh my god.
Oh, okay.
She was
sitting. Y'all both ghosted her.
Y'all both did it.
No, I ghosted her because she stopped showing interest in me. She stopped talking to me.
Let me get this straight. She ghosted you for him, and then you ghosted her.
Yes, because she was a catfish.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, there you have it.
I was always wondering, like, has one girl ever liked one of you guys? I mean, you just explained that story, but has a girl ever gone from dating like you and then gone for like each other? Does that happen more than once?
One time at the movies. This is before I had my first kiss.
Yeah.
Which I still have.
Was it just dark? Was it just dark and she couldn't tell the difference between the twins?
The funny thing was, this is before I even held a girl's hand, right? So at the movies, this really cute girl was standing next to me. Mm-hmm. We went as a group, like it was like seven people. Three girls and like four guys and
no, it was like three guys.
Three guys and four girls, yes. Okay. And the cutest girl sat next to me. I was like, oh my god, like, and Alan was sitting on the other side. So I was like, okay, it's a scary movie. But during the whole scary movie, she kept like jumping and like grabbing my leg, and I'm like, oh, what's going on? And then towards the very end, she started holding my hand, and I was like, okay, this is going really good.
Yeah.
And as soon as we leave the movies, right, she looks up at me and she runs to her friend and whispers, "What? I thought that was Alan the whole time." And I'm not joking around.
No.
Yes, that knocked my confidence down for like 3 years.
She went for the wrong twin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was really funny was later that night, she made out with Alan, like in front of me in the car.
That was my first kiss. And when I say, no,
she looked at her friend and then they were saying bye, right? She looked at her friend and it just randomly started tonguing me down. That was my first kiss. And I was like,
yo, this is crazy, yo.
Like, what a turn of events to like lead up to your first kiss. It's like your brother gets his heart broken, his confidence is in the dirt, and then later on you're just with this chick who did that to your brother.
Damn, Alex. Okay, I feel sorry for you.
Dude, I got 100 stories, but that's the first one that it happened.
Wow.
I want to ask this. This is kind of a little too far. Answer it as you wish.
Okay.
How do I say this? Has a girl ever asked both of you guys to like
for a threesome?
Yeah. I was waiting for you.
We didn't want to say it.
Okay, wait. So, yeah, has a girl asked for both of you guys to like go for her?
Yeah.
Like ask for it?
Like a
yeah.
twin girl like oh, squad.
Like a play date type of thing.
Like a play date.
Yeah.
Like I'll let him all hold hands. First. Don't tell me that's happened.
You don't have to go into the story. You just have to say.
Has a girl ever asked you?
Yes. A girl has asked me before, and I've shut it down because I think that's so weird.
It is.
Yeah,
weird.
When was this?
Who was this? They're like, I've always, you know, wanted, you know, like.
Wanted that.
Yes. This one girl asked me that.
Yeah,
this was like pretty recently too.
She asked for both of you guys.
Well, not like in front of him. This was when she
was
over.
Whoa, was she cute?
Y'all are crazy.
No, hey, Alex don't give a crap.
No, I would. It's just I think it's weird, but I've had people ask me that before, right? But I just think it's weird because
you just think it's weird. You don't have to give an explanation.
Naked,
it's weird,
you know.
Exactly. You want to see him naked?
Oh, to set the record straight, yes, girls have asked me. Yeah. I've even had girls ask about, there's this one girl, she's crazy, she's just always asking about Alan, and surprisingly enough, here's the thing, whenever she talks about Alan, like, trying to have a threesome, when I don't reply, she's always, like, asking about you.
Whoa!
Yes, she's always asking about you, she's always like,
set me up with your friend Ben. And then it kind of gets on my nerves. And then that's when I'll start replying. She's like, do you have a picture of Ben's?
Oh my God. Yeah. That will not be sent out because there are none of those.
Not be there.
Oh, you're crazy. Yo.
You're crazy. The girl is cute, but she's a little bit crazy.
My man over here is still mourning. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding.
Which one of you guys like gets the most girls? Because you seem like you're freaking crazy. You're more relaxed. Or maybe you're the silent like sniper.
I feel like I used to be more of like, you know, ladies out there. But I feel like he's, ever since the pink hair, he's really, you know, taking advantage of the
compliments.
The spice he's got going.
Well, he's had more girls go for him, I would say, since the pink hair.
Wow. Maybe I should dye my hair pink.
Why are you lying? He's lying.
I'm not.
I have never, ever hooked up with a girl in my life. Okay. Or even had a kiss.
Shut up. Shut up.
Hey, we could have said that 3 years ago, though.
I could have said that 3 years ago that I've never hooked up with a girl
when
before.
We first met each other.
That really? Was, yeah, when we first met, that was before my first, before I first hooked up.
What was that night I don't want to say.
Y'all were late bloomers.
You know who's
all right, don't even say it, yo. I know what you're talking about. Now that you say it, I remember. That is a story that we will save for next time.
Oh, yeah.
The next podcast, we have the twins on here.
We hate that bitch now.
Oh, my God.
So we hate her. Oh. We all do.
Yo, I can't. The twins are going to get me in trouble, guys.
Oh, wait. You don't cuss on your podcast?
You can do whatever you want.
We dislike that female.
So okay. I have a question that I have been asked to ask you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So a source told me to ask the twins this.
Okay.
So this is not a question coming from me. This is a question coming from someone else.
Is this just a cover-up so you don't get in trouble?
No. Someone actually asked me to ask you this.
Is it a cute girl?
No.
Okay.
It's one of the guys.
Don't ask.
Don't ask.
No, I'm joking.
So, hey, keep in mind, this is not coming from me.
Okay. I already know what the question is. You guys have the same size.
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Never mind.
But now that we're here.
Oh.
Do you want to answer that question?
I feel like...
Yeah, you're identical twins.
I feel like soft... It's around the same size. Cause yeah. No. The thing is like, when we were like,
oh
no.
My God.
The thing is like, we don't do it anymore. But like a few months ago when we first moved into our house, like, you know, we were shower together and stuff, but like it would be the same size.
Okay. That's the question I was going to ask you. Literally. I was going to ask you if you guys shower together. And I already got my answer.
Not anymore, but
I don't need the answer. So
when we do, we wear like underwear. You know, okay. And
sources
it's the same
tell
time.
Me. Sources tell me underwear. That that's false.
No, we okay.
Sources hey. Tell me that's false.
No, listen, we used to shower together. Like this was, you know, when we were, you know, like younger
for the Earth.
When we were younger,
to save the planet.
Yes, saving water.
To save exactly. That's the main reason why we would do it. But this was like a long time ago. Now, if we want to shower together, we wear, you know, underwear and like swim trunks.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's like a brotherly thing. I wouldn't understand. I don't have a twin or a brother, so you know.
Well, I have a brother, and back in the day, I've done that before.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely showered together.
I feel like we've showered together too, right?
We've showered there. Together, have we not?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, we have. See?
Okay. What?
Oh wait, we haven't.
No, we haven't.
Not even in our swim trunks or underwear.
Oh, well, probably in our swim trunks.
Oh,
yeah. Jacuzzi shower.
Well, like probably outside or something. Y'all are painting me as this weirdo. Okay, we need to take it down a notch.
Yeah, we need to take it down a notch.
Actually. Should we?
Nah.
Okay. All right. So besides that, back to another twin question. I feel like all my questions are about you guys being twins. There's just so many funny questions. What's the best way you've taken advantage of being twins? Because I know that, you know, being twins, you can kind of finesse a little bit.
Oh, well, let me just start with school. Okay. He would take my test because he was way smarter. He was smarter than me.
Yes, and I was way smarter.
Okay. I would study half the material and he would say like half sometimes. And we would just, you know, he would take my test. He almost took my ACT for me because he got a perfect score in his ACT actually.
Oh my God.
And we would, our favorite one is.
I didn't even take the ACT.
We would take Sean with us to buffets. And when he would be done eating, Sean would walk out with him and we would just swap places. Uh-huh. And I would go in and eat for free.
Oh my
and
God.
And same with movies. We used to buy two tickets with a friend, and we would be able to use two tickets for three people.
Oh my God! What? I never thought about that.
Yeah, we have so many like little things that we do.
But I never thought about that because they think that you've already gone in.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly. Yeah. They think we're just going out to our car and grabbing something.
We'll go out to the car and be like, "Oh, I'm gonna grab a Jack." Oh, you're fine. And then go out, and then we'll walk back in, No questions asked.
Being a twin is literally a superpower if you think about it. There's like so many things that you could do with being a twin.
And it's and it's not just movies. It's for like anything. So it's like Disneyland.
Oh yeah, Disneyland. We've done
Disneyland.
Oh my god.
No way. Yeah,
exactly. We have. Yes, because it's a photo ID. Yes.
What?
Yo, Disney. Don't watch this podcast.
Oh yeah. Hey, we're
banned from this.
This is all for fun.
Wait, I've definitely done that with you guys at the gym before.
Yeah.
I've definitely seen you guys do that in person.
Yeah.
And that's kind of savage.
It is. Yeah, savage. No, it's taking advantage. Exactly. Sure. It's taking advantage. Like, I don't know. It's just like more fun that way, you know?
Oh, 100%.
Like, finessing.
It's,
yeah.
It's cheaper.
You guys, exactly. You guys used to do that more.
Hey, you know what we used to do to save money with Ben? We used to go inside Albertsons and just eat all the beef jerky and
that chug. One picture I'll never get out of my mind was Ben. I was looking for Ben. I walk over to this aisle and I see Ben chugging a 2-liter bottoms up. An employee walks by, just looks at him, doesn't say a word, and walks off.
All right, so we need to explain ourselves here before people take us.
Before people think we're crazy.
Well, we were trying to test the theory. Does free food taste better than food? No, I'm joking.
So the twins and I, back in the day, before we were big on social media, we were struggling.
Oh, my gosh. We were like couch hopping.
Yeah, none of us really had a lot of money. So we would try our ways to like eat
affordable
food. So we would go to the store and like eat some food and
samples.
There's a lot of free samples. Oh my God. Free samples. We would run it up all day long.
Uh-huh.
Free samples, like food that you can like take and go, all that stuff. Like,
I would say that a sample table is a disadvantage for you guys if you guys had the same hair, because one of you guys would walk up and then the next one would walk up and she's like, didn't you just grab one?
That's true.
That's happened before. Oh, that really has happened before at Costco. Yes, yes, it has.
That's funny.
But I would say the Albertson thing wasn't a sample. We were kind of just sampling food on our own.
Well, we're not proud of that, so
we don't need to talk about it or include it. But I just wanted Derek to know.
No, I know.
Off camera,
I know,
bro.
So, as you guys know, this is kind of different. But I have a question following this. I'm fighting in a fight next month,
mm-hmm.
as you guys know, TikTokers versus YouTubers. I'm a TikToker. For some reason,
I've never seen Ben make a TikTok in my life.
I'm a TikToker fighting, but at heart, I'm a YouTuber. But I do both. I have a TikTok, but I'm fighting for the TikTokers.
Mm-hmm. The TikTokers just wanted him on their team, so they were like, come on, just let him over on this side so we can get another winner on this side, you know?
Oh, my God. It's going to be crazy, but I want to ask you guys, speaking of fighting, who out of, like, the Amp Squad, all of our friends, would you 100% beat in a fight?
Brent?
He told me you were going to say that.
I knew. How did I know you were going to say that?
100%.
Okay.
And why is that?
No. I could never bring myself to hit Brent, even if we were to fight. But if it came down to someone who was built exactly like Brent, yes, I could beat him with my left pinky. But no. But I could never like physically harm Brent. I couldn't. I couldn't bring, even if he was like, oh, come on, let's just fight for fun. I couldn't.
You guys are too good of friends.
You know what I mean? No, yeah. It's just it's
How would you say he's built then?
He's built like.
How is he built? Like a Lego?
Yeah, like a Cheeto. You know? Like
a Cheeto? Right?
He's built like a, you know.
He
like
weighs
a little,
he weighs half my weight, like for starters, right? I weigh like 190.
He weighs, I mean, he's built like a noodle.
And he's 5'4". It's like, who couldn't
he's pick 5'4".
On in a fight?
Why do you guys say Brent's so much shorter than he is?
Because he is 5'4".
No, he's not.
Brent's taller than me, I think, and I'm 5'10".
Here's the thing. He wears Air Forces, and he wears, like, the insole implants that's, like, 3 inches tall. That's why his shoes are never tied.
And his hair is 4 inches tall. So,
oh, my God.
Due to math.
Brent's not 5'4".
No, he's not. Brent's, like, 5'11". No, almost 6 feet.
It's like 5'7".
Oh, he's not.
Okay, 5'10".
Brent's like 5'11", for the record, I think. Like somewhere around 5'11".
Besides Brent, who else would you beat in a fight? You could beat Jeremy?
I'm going to be honest. Not to like, you know, I feel like I could easily take everyone on in a fight. I've never lost in a fight. Yes, but it has to be fighting, not boxing. I've never boxed, but I feel like if it was a straight up street fight or just fighting in general, like I don't think...
Yeah,
I see.
You know, so they got the hands. You're good at gouging people's eyes.
I would say I have quick reflexes.
There we go.
Let's just say that. Yeah.
Got a nice.
You can't
jab.
Land a punch on me.
Got a nice jab.
Speaking of fighting again, have you guys ever like gotten an actual fist fight?
No, not an actual. Never.
What?
Never.
What about with each other?
No, never. Wait, no, never.
That's what
you
I'm saying.
You guys have never.
No. Yeah.
Just never. Exploded on each other.
We really get along. Actually,
we do.
Okay.
We. I mean, we get annoyed, but
we get into shouting arguments.
But we've never like. ever like, yeah, like when we were little kids, we used to wrestle, I guess.
Yeah.
But we've never gotten to a point where we're like punching each other, slamming each other on like broken glass and stuff.
Like that's just overboard.
We're just not violent people. You
if
know?
Someone offered you $1 million, would you have a full on boxing match with each other?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, well, yeah. 100%. Whoever's got the budget, they're down to run it.
Oh, yeah. If you guys want to pay us $1 million, then
the GoFundMe is in the description. They if will you fight. Want them to fight $1 million, every dollar counts. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, since we're demonetized. Plug.
I would love to watch that. I'm not going to lie.
Really? Us fighting?
Because I don't know who would win.
Who would win, Alex? Be honest.
In a in a boxing fight, Alan would win, but in a wrestling or MMA fight, I would win.
Okay.
MMA?
Yeah, MMA is you can wrestle. Right?
You can kick, you can wrestle.
You can do anything.
All that.
MMA is everything.
I hope you're joking.
I hope you're joking.
Alex.
It's their first fight.
I gave you credit in a
MMA
boxing fight.
MMA is a sumo wrestling.
No, it's not.
He would not even get close to me.
He would win in boxing, I would win in wrestling.
Sumo wrestling.
Wrestling.
Sumo.
Okay, now they're just arguing. They don't even know what they're talking about.
Sumo, wrestling, UFC. No, I'm just kidding.
So this is actually one of the first times I've seen the twins not dressed the same. Why not?
That's what I'm saying.
Why aren't y'all dressed the same?
Well, we were matching, and then Brent slimed them.
Oh, true.
Oh, wait, yeah. We had two matching pink hoodies, and Brent freaking slimed us.
That is a very Brent thing to do. Brent, yeah. they could have been matching for my podcast, and you ruined it.
And we had a good question for them. We had a good question for them, too.
Brent's not even going to watch this, Ben.
Okay. Well, Brent, if you're watching this, let me know. Call me because I would love to know if you're actually watching this.
Oh, that would be so... I feel like Brent would actually watch this. Yeah. I feel like he is.
He might.
He's going to tune in. He might like watch like half of it. I'll
skip through. No, don't skip through. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to wrap it up right here. That has been a crazy podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Half the stuff that you guys said... I did not expect you to say.
Really?
And to be honest, I don't even know if it's going to be left in.
Really?
It probably will, but
really?
Y'all are crazy.
Y'all are just too funny. I feel like you guys just joke around so much, and it's super hilarious, but sometimes people don't know if you guys are joking or not.
Okay, I feel like if you know us, you definitely know.
Definitely know you
guys.
But
I feel like I can see, coming from someone who has no idea who we are, they're going to think we're like, dicks.
Yeah.
But don't take half the stuff we said seriously. I mean, a lot of it was facts, but like we do troll. We joke around a lot. But anyways, guys, thank you so much for watching. And thank you for the Stokes for coming on the podcast.
Yes, sir.
To be honest, I didn't do any of the exposing. Y'all exposed yourself.
To
be honest, half the questions, you guys answered them for me. So round of applause.
Hey, confetti can't. No, I'm
sorry. All right. Well, I love you guys so much. Check out the Stokes Twins anywhere down below. I will link them, and as well as Derek and I link down below. We'll see you guys next week. Stay wild, baby.
Peace.
On three, two, one.
Stay wild?
Yeah, stay wild.
Oh, okay.
No, not stay wild on three. Peace
on three.
Oh.
Stay wild on three. Wait, no. Peace on three. Stay wild, baby. Peace. Wow. I can't do it. Three. Peace on three. Three, two, one.
Peace.
That was the hardest outro I've ever done in my life.
All right.
I hope you guys bear through that.
Peace.
I'm sorry.